Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
90.7 Sin FM, this is Yeah Whatever, part of Sin's Coming of Age. 2003, this great station and media organisation launched its full-time licence, and today we celebrate it. Talking to some ex-sinners right now here on Yeah Whatever, a guy with a very unique job, a fun guy whose name is also Guy. He does the morning shift on the Triple M network around regional Australia. His name is Guy Mylakarain. Guy My, how are you, buddy?
Hello, Dan. Yes, Guy My. That's right. That was my nickname back in the day because I was cool and hip and funky.
What was the album show all about? Tell me about it.
The album show started, I believe it was the show before yours. It was Sunday morning at 9. It went through till about 10:30. And my original concept was that I was going to play like 4 albums and just play tracks off that album, because I was like, you know what, it was the age of the CD singles, and I was like, no, we should play albums and appreciate a whole album. And then after about 4 weeks, I decided that I'd just play whatever I wanted to play.
So the album show became the single show at that point.
But then I think it got nominated for like most improved some Sin Radio Awards thing. So maybe my presenting improved, but the whole show concept just went, yeah, out the window. I've got to apologise to you too, Dan. I believe because I was the show before yours, 9 times out of 10, I'd always run just a little bit late, like maybe a couple of minutes.
You know what? That's absolutely fine with me, because most of the time I think I was late. Because I used to, back in the day, and I don't know if you knew this, but mum or dad used to drive me into the city from Werribee every weekend. So like we'd have to get in the car, we'd have the radio on, we'd be listening to Sin on the way in. Inevitably you get stuck somewhere near the Westgate Bridge or somewhere like in the city near Franklin Street or Beckett Street or whatever. And you'd get stuck and I'd be like, I'm going to be late. They're going to find me. I'm going to be late.
I was a bit, I think I was about, 20 minutes out of the city. So I think dad would drive me in the morning and then I'd train at home because I was a little bit older than you. So I could go on the train by myself. But mate, it was great times. And that was, I think apart from a early graveyard in 2003, that was my start in radio. And I'm still doing it now, 15 years later.
What's your favourite memory of your time at Sin?
Oh, that's such a hard one. Like going to the Sin Awards was pretty cool and getting nominated but not winning. But I think I used to do a lot of graveyards, as I said, and I'd bring my mates in and we'd all just have a ball. But I think just meeting people like yourself and others that are still in the biz today, it was just exciting to be broadcasting and actually going somewhere live, and then you'd have your mates message in and say hello, and you're like, oh wow, I'm actually enjoying this. And it was just a buzz to be making proper radio and not just sitting in your bedroom talking into a cassette.
And Sin launched your career too. You ended up in commercial radio like a lot of us. What are you doing right now?
I'm at Triple M at the Albury Hub. So I do the 9 to 12 morning shift out of Albury, but I go to about 20 something stations around the country. So I'm the Triple M Albury regional network announcer, which is a bit of a mouthful. And then I've got operations. So I make sure all the satellite commands are in, make sure the radio station's ticking along okay, making sure the network keeps everybody on air. So yeah, still getting to do on air, which I love, but also doing that behind the scenes stuff in ops, which keeps everything ticking along.
From the humble beginnings of the original Sin FM studio to broadcasting around regional Australia, Guy My, I'm going to give you the opportunity to play any song you want right now on the radio, whether it's from now or whether it's from your old show, The Album Show.
Well, I'm going to even go further back, Dan. I think when I was first doing my audition tape to audition to get into Sin, I had the cassette going and I had the Offspring album, I think Conspiracy of One.
Amazing.
And I think the first track off it was Come Out Swinging. So here is Come Out Swinging, Yeah Whatever. Sin FM.
I'm out of a job. Thanks, mate.
Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of Sin.